ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
Hello, it's Chris.
Hey everybody, what's up and welcome to this week's episode of Chris vs. the People. I'm your host, Chris Clemens, and I think we're going to have a fun episode today. It is all about dating horrors, and I mean, you think of a scenario, honey, we are probably going to talk about it. Now, if you want to be on a future episode of Chris vs. the People, there is a form in every description that you can fill out, and you just might get picked by our producer. Also, be sure to stay tuned because sometimes the prompts on that form change, and it might fit a story that you've got for it. I just wanted to get that out at the top of the episode because I get a lot of questions of like, how do I be on the show? And it's just in the description of every episode. Speaking of which, if this is your first time tuning in, hello, and be sure to subscribe to Chris vs. the People wherever you get your podcast so you don't miss out on a future episode. If you like video episodes, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. Just search Chris vs. the People and there we are, honey. And then, as always, we will be heading on over to the Chris vs. the People after show on Patreon after this episode, where we have actually quite an interesting call. In fact, I think the caller might have two stories that we're going to pick between, both of which seem absolutely insane. So I'm very excited for that. I've got a little Aperol spritz here because something just tells me that I might need a drink on hand. And with that being said, let's get to it. Now, in terms of my own personal life, I am heading up to New York because I am building out a majority of the Chris vs. the People set so we can start getting guests on. I will probably vlog or share behind the scenes on my Patreon. So again, if you don't go for the after show, at least come for the behind the scenes set pics. God, that is so dumb. But anyways, I'm going to stop talking because we have our first caller.
Hello.
Hi, Christy. Welcome to Chris vs. the People. What wild dating story do you have for us today?
So I'm going to tell you the story about the worst threesome ever. It involves somebody who pissed their pants and somebody with no teeth.
Okay. Wow. That sounds like a big old question mark in my book. So how long ago was this threesome?
It was probably about 7-8 years ago.
Okay, so it's like behind you.
Oh yeah, we've moved forward from this.
Okay, amazing. And how did you find yourself in said threesome?
Okay, so for some backstory here for you, I was with my now ex-boyfriend. We had been together for probably a little over a year. We had moved in together at this point, and he had a couple roommates that were like his buddies.
Okay, so you essentially just became another roommate.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, work.
I was probably about 19 at this time.
Okay.
And so to preface, I'm pretty sure I'm a bigger girl, not super confident in my body and whatnot. So he would start by asking me, like, every few months if I was interested in a threesome, and the answer was always no, not really my cup of tea. Then it got to the point where he was asking like every other week, if not weekly, about a threesome, and I finally got to the point where I was like, if it'll get you to shut the fuck up, sure. Okay.
Wow. This is just the most romantic and sadly most realistic start to a threesome I've ever seen. Wow. Was this man that hot as shit that he had this many threesomes potentially being able to be lined up?
No, he was not hot shit. He was a chubby little redhead dude with no bitches other than sadly me.
Oh my God. Well, in the spirit of St. Patrick's Day, top of the morning to him.
I guess.
I guess indeed. Okay, so you were pushed to the point of exhaustion and you decide to have a threesome.
Yes, I'm like, sure. And I'm like, are we going to like make a Tinder account? How are we going to find somebody? Because I don't know anybody that wants to have a threesome with me. And he's like, well, actually, I have this old friend that would totally be down. She thinks you're super hot. Which I'm like, so you've talked about it with her previous to me agreeing?
Okay, that is exactly where the fuck my brain went. I was like, hold the fuck up. What was that?
Right. So you've already talked about it. Great. I love where this is already going. I'm like, okay, sure. Like, what's she look like? He's like, well, her name is, we'll call her Anne for this story. Her name is Anne. And she's just an old friend of mine. I'm like, hey, well, does she have Facebook? Can I see what she looks like? He's like, no, she doesn't have Facebook. I don't have a picture of her. I'm like,
wait.
So I'm just flying by the seat of my pants here.
So he has been longtime friends with this person and does not have a picture of her?
Right.
Right.
Flag number two.
Right. Okay. And where did he say that he met this friend?
I believe they went to high school together or lived in the same town. He was from a really, really small town. I live in Idaho.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, for real. Tell me about it. And so we lived together at this point. His roommates were conveniently going to be gone like the next weekend or something.
Okay.
So he's like, let's do it then. I'm like, okay, sure, I guess. Mind you, still not really wanting to do this. So the day comes, he's super excited. I'm like, cool, whatever.
Okay. I'm sorry. Like, to schedule a threesome this far in advance and then have the day come and you're super excited, like it's Christmas morning and you've got a brand new Hot Wheels under the Christmas tree, is actually kind of fucking insane. Like, he woke up and is like, good morning, yay, the birds are chirping, it's threesome day. Like, that is so embarrassing.
Literally.
Like, no shame if your life is like that scheduled out where you've got like threesomes penciled in. I have never had a threesome penciled in, let alone that I knew about 10 seconds until it happened.
The spontaneousness of it kind of makes the threesome, you know?
That's how I feel. Okay, anyways, sorry. I really want to bully this man. Just, like, I really, oh, he's just so bullyable.
So, it gets to time, and I'm going to try not to be mean here. Okay, I am a girl's girl through and through, but red flag number one, so mind you, I'm like 19 at this time. My boyfriend he's probably like 20, 21. This girl's probably about like 21, 22.
Okay.
Her mom drops her off.
Her mom drops her off? Like, I'm sorry. I have to wonder what the fuck she told her mom she was doing. Because it wasn't, hey, mom, I have a threesome penciled in at 4 p.m. sharp. Roll the minivan over ASAP. Like, that's just...
That's crazy.
I mean, girl, you said it's Idaho. This was like 7 or 8 years ago. I think everyone drove a fucking minivan.
Pretty much. You're not wrong there.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Okay, so you see her getting out of her mom's minivan for a threesome, which is a crazy sentence.
Right. So I'm like, well, that's interesting, but to each their own. Maybe she's, like, some people just don't like driving. I don't know. And then, like I said, not to judge, everybody is beautiful in their own way, but I'm like 5'4". At this point, I was probably like 230 pounds to give you a gauge for what I look like.
Okay.
Little chubby girl. She's probably double my size, same height as me. Okay. So just a larger woman, which is not my type. And she's got greasy hair. It looks like she hasn't washed her hair in several days. So I'm like, oh, well, that's off-putting, but okay. And then I'm looking at her, and she's got a lazy eye, which is teach their own, but also not what I'm attracted to.
I was going to say, I'm really curious to see how long this description slash reading goes, because you were just doing head, shoulders, knees, and fucking toes, girl.
No, I missed a very important descriptor, but it comes later. Just wait.
Oh my God. All of this was for later. Oh my God. I sat here giggling through that entire thing because, girl, that was insane. Okay, so her double the size, double the grease walks up to the door with her eyes looking in two directions.
Right. So we invite her in, we like kiki for a second, and then the plan was we couldn't smoke in the apartment, so we were gonna go partake in some marijuana outside in the car.
Okay.
And I personally prefer smoking concentrate, so I asked her if she partook in that as well, and she's like, well, not often, but sometimes with my sister. I'm like, okay, would you like one? She's like, sure. So do you know what a nectar collector looks like? A nectar collector. It's essentially looks like a straw with like either a metal or glass tip, and you would heat the metal or glass tip to put into the concentrate and suck the smoke through.
Girl, it sounded like you just described smoking crack. What?
It does sound like crack, but it's not, I promise. Okay. So I heat this thing, right? I hand it to her, and she goes to put the hot end in her mouth. So I'm like, no, stop, don't do that. So red flag number two, number one, dropped off by her mom. Number two, says she smokes, almost puts the hot end in her mouth.
Okay, like in defense of Greasy Longstock, I personally would have made the same error. I don't know what that is. And honey, let me tell you, there is not a day that goes by where THC doesn't enter ME.
Fair enough. So I'm like, again, no harm, no foul. It is what it is. Let me show you. So I show her and she takes it and whatever. And so then we go inside, and then my boyfriend and I were going to make dinner, and then we were going to put on like a movie with a sex scene or whatever to like set the mood. Okay. And then we start making dinner, and she asks me where the bathroom is. And so I'm like, down the hall, around the corner. She's like, roger that. Head to the bathroom. And then she's in there for like an oddly long time, probably like 10-ish minutes. So I'm like, weird, but okay. And then I hear the bathroom door open and close, and I hear like a big thud down the hallway. So I look, because it sounded like she fell. And so I look, and she is like, okay, you're going to have to use your visual imagery with me on this one. She's like leaning with her back against the wall, and she like rolls how you would if you were rolling on the floor, but she's standing up against the wall. So she's like rolling from her backside to her front side to her backside, but like against the wall.
Okay.
And it just looks ridiculous. I'm not sure what's happening here. So I'm like, and I'm looking, and she now has no pants on. She's just wearing like her shirt.
Okay.
No pants, no underwear.
Oh my God. Okay, the party's gotten started and she's just rolling on a wall. Is she rolling on anything else?
I don't think so.
Okay, so you see her half naked, rolling against the wall, standing up vertically.
Yes. And I'm like, I look at my boyfriend, I'm like, hey, what the fuck? And he's like, I don't know. I'm just going to go back to cutting vegetables. We were making spaghetti, okay? He's cutting some onions. And she comes and like bends over, so she's like resting her elbows on the table, and her ass is like sticking out like right next to my boyfriend, being all weird. And so now we're standing shoulder to shoulder, and I'm filling a pot with hot water, okay? And she comes and like tries to shove her way in between us and like brush against our lower backs.
Okay.
And she knocks this pot of hot water all down the front of me.
Oh my, was it boiling at that point?
It wasn't boiling, but our sink like projected in very, very hot water.
No, that's, I'm not taking away from your experience. I just, as a victim of boiling water pretty recently, I'm very like locked in right now. I have to be honest, this whole time you said like, get your visionary goggles on, and I have been charading this entire thing, trying to imagine it. No, it's psychotic. Okay, so she's out of the bathroom, pantsless, in the kitchen, and she spills hot water on you.
Yes.
How did she do that?
Because so I was standing at the sink, and my boyfriend was standing at the stove, and we're like nearly shoulder to shoulder touching, because it was pretty small space between the two, and she went to go like push in between us to like caress our backs and like try and be sexy, I guess. And in the process of doing that, I was trying to move the pot of hot water to the stove, and she knocked the water all over me.
It was so hot and sexy, it was second degree burn.
Exactly. So now I get like instantly fucking irritated, and I look at her and I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
Okay.
She's like, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, it's fine. And I like go to get a towel and change out of my hot, wet clothes. And as I come out of my bedroom, she is standing at the doorway of my bedroom, and she's like, hey, so we'll call my boyfriend Josh. She's like, hey, please, can you please not tell Josh this, but I need a pair of pants. And I was like, what?
She pissed her fucking pants.
Yeah, which is why she came out of the bathroom with no pants on. She goes, well, I didn't quite make it to the bathroom in time. And I was like, you're fucking lying right now. This is not happening. Oh my God. So I get her a pair of my boyfriend's basketball shorts. And I'm like, hey, you go sit in the kitchen or in the living room and we're going to finish dinner. And I like pull Josh to the side. I'm like, look, this is not happening. I already didn't want to. I'm over it, right? And he's like, Roger, this is weird. I'm sorry. I'm like, cool.
Period.
Yeah, I'm like, fucking, finally, you're on my side, right? And so we finished dinner, and I gave her balasood. I queued up some Disney movie. I'm like, we're not doing anything with any sex scenes in it, right? We're going Disney. And I don't remember what I put on, but fucking something.
That is such a crazy move.
And so I'm like, we're gonna kill this vibe altogether. So in our living room, we had like in an L shape against two walls. There was a futon on one wall and then a three-seater couch on another wall. And my boyfriend and I sat on either end of the three-seater, and she sat on the futon to eat our dinner and watch this movie. So she gets done with her food and goes and like puts her bowl in the sink, and she comes back to the living room and sits down in the empty seat between my boyfriend and I. And I'm like, just like, giving him the dead eye. I'm like, this is not happening. Don't let this happen. And she starts like rubbing up on our thighs and like just trying to like inching closer and closer to the private area. And I'm like, just looking at him, like, put a stop to this, dude. And then he texts me and says, well, she's clearly still into it. Can we give it a try?
I hate this man. I fucking hate this man.
You're so terrible, Chris.
So I'm assuming you give it a try, because you sound like a people pleaser.
Yeah, very much so. You clocked that one. So I argue briefly, and he, of course, convinces me, because I'm just fucking over this whole situation. So the faster I can get it to end is how we're going, I guess. And so she, like, starts kissing up on both of us. And, okay, I had never had a threesome prior to this. But from my experience via things I've seen and been told, the way a threesome goes is like everyone kind of services everyone. There's like a little bit of oral, there's a little bit of intercourse, like it's, and everyone gets a little bit of everything, right?
Not intercourse. Not the medical Latin term, geez. Okay, so what happened? I haven't forgotten the fact that there are like missing teeth or something that you foreshadowed at the beginning of this episode.
Right. So we moved to the bedroom and we're like making out or whatever. And she slips a little bit of tongue. So I slip a little bit of tongue. And then it's then in that moment that I find out that this woman does not have a single tooth in her mouth. Gums, top and bottom.
Listen, girl, if you had a wiener, that would feel so good, let me tell you.
Right.
There is no servicing to you that mouth can do. Goddamn.
Exactly. So none of this is for me. Because what is that going to do for me, you know?
Honey, it is nothing but a slip and slide entrance for one, I'm assuming, under average hot dog.
Yeah. So very under average at that. So we like make out a little bit, and then she gives Josh and he finishes, and then she gives me head, and I pretend to finish so it'll end, because it was a terrible experience and a very weird sensation with no teeth.
I will say, though, this woman sounds like a great threesome partner, because of her lazy eye, she can look at both of you at the same time. Like, that's kind of a fun angle.
You know, I never thought about it that way.
Yeah, like, not like everyone gets a little bit of eye contact. I think that's beautiful.
That is beautiful. You know, actually, I never looked at it like that.
Sounds like the only beautiful part of the entire threesome.
Right. So then after she gives us both head, right, that's just the end of it, which, like, in hindsight, thank God, because I didn't really want to reciprocate, and I just wanted it to be over.
Also, in hindsight, she could have killed you. I mean...
That's true.
Like, no part of this has sounded normal, babe. Like, you have made every threesome I have been in sound like a make-a-wish day. I mean, truly.
Well, that makes one of us.
Wow. Girl, so how did she leave? Were you just like, all right, thanks for finishing us. We're finished here. Goodbye. You'll see our invoice in the mail.
Right. So then, mind you,
oh, no.
Her mom dropped her off, so she can't just leave.
Oh, no.
We had to take her home.
Oh, nar.
Yeah, we had to be the taxi service back home.
Oh.
And I'm just irate.
Wow, I would have said, honey, that's a you thing. I'm going to stay home.
I tried. He wouldn't let me. He was like, no, you have to come with.
Bitch, I would have broke up with him right then and there and then run him over with her minivan.
And then to finish the whole thing off, probably fast forward like 8 months later, he cheated on me with her.
You know what, girl? That, let him. Let him. If he wants two sets of gummy lips, fucking let him. That is just something you will never be able to provide, babe, and that is okay.
Exactly. Everything happens for a reason, so, like, it is what it is, but damn, it was one hell of a lifetime during that time of my life.
No, that sounds... That really sounded like if Mad Libs made, like, a sexual-themed Mad Lib book. Like, that entire threesome was wild from start to fucking finish. Well, thank you so much for sharing with us here on Chris vs. the People.
Thank you for having me. It was a blessing to talk to you. Thank you.
Of course. I won't drive you home, but I hope you have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. What? I feel amazing about every threesome I've ever had after that. Oh my God. I mean, wow. This makes me very happy to be in a very healthy, stable relationship. I have to say that, woof, that's what I learned from that story. However, we're about to learn some more fun dating horrors because we have our very next caller. Hi, Bea. What wild dating horror story are you bringing to us today?
Okay, so basically I had just broken up with my boyfriend in the Navy.
Ooh.
And my friends were like, let's go out. And there was a darty on Monday because we had no school. There was a bunch of snow in my area.
Wait, I'm going to rewind. What's a darty?
A day party.
Oh my God. I feel like an ancient fucking relic right now. A darty. Guys.
You're so unk.
Day party and darty is just one little small syllable of a difference. We really just can't say day party. You have to make 32-year-olds fucking look archaic on camera. Fuck. Okay. So yeah, you're at the darty. I know what that is.
And I go to a small liberal arts school in Virginia. And so Greek life is very big here, and it was a fraternity and the football team that was throwing this party. So me and my friends get ready to go. It's off campus. We drive there, take an Uber. And I get there. I'm not like drunk enough. And so I'm like, I need to find weed. And there's always somebody on the football team that has it.
I just got there. I'm not drunk enough. I'm trying to find weed. That yeah. Ain't me. Oh my God, diva. Wow, the woman that you are. Wait, what year of college is this?
I'm a sophomore, so I just turned a number.
Oh, honey, I'm not the police. I don't give a shit. But like, I just like to imagine what year this happened, because I do feel that it does matter.
This was January of this year.
Oh my God. So this was just in the thick of sophomore year.
This was literally a week after my birthday.
Okay, but like these are the years that you get away with like sloppy and messy. That's why I was asking. Because like junior and senior year, I was still a total fucking slob, but you are supposed to be like a little more put together. Okay, sophomore year.
Okay, yeah. So I had just joined my sorority and I was going out with these girls and I'm trying to find weed and I meet this guy and he's like in the fraternity and he's like, I don't have weed, but like, I'm sure I'll be able to find someone. So we're walking around together.
Ugh, there is just nothing like male confidence. Like, ugh, like straight male confidence. He's like, I have no idea where I'd find weed, but I bet I could find some. Work, diva.
Yeah. He like, finally, we find out, we talked to like everybody at this party. There were 100 people there. Nobody had it, supposedly, right? And he was like, well, like, I just want to know, would you want to go out sometime? And I was like, no. Like, I basically said that I just got out of a relationship. I wasn't really looking for that. And he was like, okay. And then like, we continue just kind of like talking or whatever. And then my friend needs to go to the bathroom. So we're waiting in the line. He's there with us. And we end up like making out and I'm like, oh my God, this is bad. Like I cannot be doing this in public. And so I'm like, do you want to go upstairs?
Wait, you're making out with your friend in the bathroom line?
No, I'm making out with this guy that I just met. We're going to call him Connor.
Is this the guy who helped you look for weed that you just rejected?
Yes.
Wait, so you fucking reject him and then 20 minutes later have to pee. So you just start making out?
Well, I got drunker, okay?
Oh, okay. That was the missing puzzle piece I needed. I was like, wait, what happened here? I should have known at a Darty. You got a little drunker.
Yeah.
Classic Darties.
So go back downstairs and everybody is kind of like getting ready to go. And so we're like, okay, let's keep this good vibe going. It was me and two friends and my friend had met a guy in the fraternity that she was also interested in. And my other friend, I've also met a guy in the same fraternity that she was interested in. So it was like a six man. And we went to their like on campus housing. We were all like watching a movie. He's like making out with me, being super like affectionate and flirty and like tries to like make me suck his dick. Like, before I go to the bathroom, I'm like, no, I'm not doing that here.
Not the whisper.
Yeah.
So it's you and your two other girlfriends.
Yes.
And then it's each of your fraternity counterparts in the same living room.
Yes.
Making out in your own little pod.
Well, okay. So like we weren't like making out. We were like kissing here and there. Like it wasn't like.
Right. But he asked you to suck his dick, honey. So he clearly was comfortable in a group setting.
Well, yes. I mean, they did leave the room for 2 seconds and that was the first thing he asked me. So anyways.
Ew, you know that they had some weird signal pre-planned that's like, if I say platypus, leave the fucking room because I'm going to get head.
We will get there, Chris. Okay. And so anyways, we're watching this movie. The movie ends. He's like, do you want to keep these good vibes going? I'm like,
do you want to keep these good vibes going? You might as well have unplugged the fucking house because what the fuck? If someone said that to me, I'd be like, hard no.
Yeah. So we go to his dorm and we like go to his room. We find or whatever, and then I fall asleep.
We fuck or whatever.
Yeah, I wake up the next day. I'm like, fuck.
Do you wake up in his dorm room?
Yes, I do. Ugh. And so then I'm like, I need to go. And he's like, can I walk you back? And I was like, no, honey, like, no. And so then he gets my number, and I like end up texting him. Like at this point, for some reason, like the switch had flipped. Like I went from like being like not super interested to being like very interested in this man, because also in the middle of us like doing whatever, he was like, I love you. And I was like, what? And then he was like, oh, my bad. And I was like, okay, yeah, you're bad. And but he, the next morning, he was like, I really like you, like you seem really funny.
Wait, no, no, Bia, no.
Okay, it gets so much worse.
No, Bia, No! He said, I love you on the first day that one, y'all met, and two, that he was in you?
Yep. And so then I wake up. This is a Tuesday, by the way, so I need to get to my 9 a.m. class. So I walk back to my dorm. I get to my 9 a.m. class, and we're kind of texting. He's like, on Wednesday, do you want to come over? I was like, yeah, I'll come over. I go over on Wednesday. It's kind of like the same situation. Thursday comes around. He invites me over again. But on Thursday, it was him, Connor, and then it was his roommate, I'm trying to think of Cohen, and Cohen's girlfriend, Rena. And so it was the four of us hanging out. We're like drinking, and he's acting kind of weird. Like, he keeps taking calls in the other room, and he convinces me that it's like a fraternity issue that he's dealing with. And I'm like, not super suspicious.
I swear to God, fraternities have to be some sort of social experiment that someone created just to see how insufferable men could be. Like, they really have to be some sort of fucking social experiment, because if we're not collecting any data from this, what a fucking waste. I digress.
Yeah, literally, yeah. So then we have this conversation of, like, what are we? Because at this point, like, we have been talking for, what, 6 days? That's a long time in college. And he was like, I think we should stop, like, having sex, and we should build a foundation of friendship. And I was like, you know what? Hell yeah. Like, wait, I think that sounds like a good idea.
Bia, because this was simply 2 months ago, I have to be stern with you, okay? This is the same man that brought you the box office smash hit I Love You during the first meeting, and he is now 6 days yeah. later saying we should stop fucking to build a foundation? Honey, you already poured the foundation. We're building the fucking roof right now. What are you talking about?
No, we have like 3 kids, a dog, and are starting a home.
Oh, honey, I hope you're not that fucking far ahead, because I don't think you've had 6 dates, okay? And that seems like a 6-date thing for him.
He has not to this time, like, even taking me on a real date, okay? So then, flash forward to Saturday night, I had gone to a different fraternity, not his fraternity, with my same friends, got inebriated, and called him after I got back and was like, hey, like, what are you doing? He was like, nothing. Like, you want to come over? Like, I'm with my roommate and his girlfriend. I'm like, great. So I get over there, and they have 3 bottles of vodka, and I just am like taking these shots that they're handing me, and we're playing this game, and there was this other girl there, we'll call her Marissa, and she's like taking off her shirt, showing off her back muscles, and then Cohen's girlfriend does the same thing, and they're kind of like, oh, we want to see yours, and I was like, no, honey, like, that's okay. And then this other girl, Marissa, leaves. It's me, Connor, Cohen, and his girlfriend, Rena. We're in his room playing this game on the projector. And then all of a sudden, like, Connor is making out with me. And I look over, and Rena and her boyfriend are making out. And she has her bra off and her pants off. She's just in her underwear. And so then we, like, are, like, making jokes, whatever. And then I'm making out with Cohen's girlfriend. And Cohen and Connor are also making out, which I had no idea they were gay.
Wait, that's hot though. Or they're just like comfortable in a foursome like that. Wait.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Wait, this is the kind of college shit I live for. Like, yes.
And so anyways, I'm like, there are rumors going around school that this is like a gay fraternity, but like everybody's like, no, it's not. Well, yes, it is, because they're roommates and they were like super into making out with each other. Like, it was clear this was done before. Okay. So I wake up the next day in his dorm room again. I'm supposed to be at a meeting. I missed the meeting. Like, that goes out the fucking window. And I like wake up and I'm like, hey, like, hey, and like finding my clothes in the other guy's room. And we end up in the Waffle House. I stare there the entire day. I pick up a phone call from my mom. I'm telling my mom, like, oh my gosh, I met this guy. He's super cute.
He might be gay, but we just had a foursome.
Yeah, but okay. So then this was Sunday. I go back to my dorm on Sunday night, and then I text him on Monday, kind of like being like, do you want to hang out? And I wanted to do something that was like not in his dorm and didn't involve drinking. It was in like a public space, because I was like, I don't even know, like,
no, now we're on the right path, girl. Like, now you're asking the real important questions.
Yeah. So I go to the gym with him and we're in public. And then Tuesday night, the gym was on Monday, Tuesday night, I go to this open gym with my bae, and she is also Connor's ex. We'll call her Clara. Okay. And Clara is my bae's little in gymnastics, and it's an open gym. So I'm expecting to go to this gymnastics practice, and the guy that I'm hooking up with, his ex and my big are supposed to all be there, but it's just me and my big. Like, they are not there. So I'm thinking, like, great, foreshadowing. Okay. And Wednesday night, it's Wine Wednesday, I'm getting ready to go out, and I get a call from my big. She's like, hey, I'm here with Ashley. Like, can you come to the library right now? And I'm like, no, like, I'm getting ready to go out, blah, blah, blah. Like, why would I have to talk to this guy's ex right now? And so she's like, all right, I'm putting you on speaker, and she's going to tell you what's going on. She goes, he is lying to both of us. He's telling us both that he loves us. He's telling us both that he wants us to be his girlfriend, both that he wants us to be his Valentine. And every day that you were not with him, he was with me, and two of the days that you were, I was with him too. And so I'm like freaking out. I'm like genuinely retching, crying, super upset. Obviously, the next day I go get tested, and me and her are both paranoid about being pregnant. We both take a pregnancy test. We're not pregnant, but I had gotten back like urea plasma, which is like a bacterial thing. And it's not a big deal. Like, you just take antibiotics and it goes away.
Okay, what did you get? Gonorrhea?
No, it's ureaplasma.
Oh, that's the... Oh, my God. See, okay, you got a good one, because that sounded like that was the antibiotic. Like, that sounded like you got some life-saving thing. Oh, my God, I got, like, good old-fashioned gonorrhea once, and, like, that was fucking humiliating, you know? Like, you got... I don't even remember the name of yours. Like, that's so iconic of you. Not for catching it, but, like, you got a really rare Pokemon, so, like, that feels pretty cool.
Yeah, catch them all. Or maybe not.
No, we're getting really off track. Okay, so you caught a fucking STD from this guy?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then I'm, like, call this girl who's also hooking up with him, his ex, and I'm like, hey, like, I have this. I'm so sorry. I don't know where it came from. And she's like, he didn't tell you that he had that? And I was like, no, he didn't.
You're telling me that this man didn't fucking tell you that he had rhinoplastia or whatever?
Yeah, he did not. No surprise. And so I'm like super upset. And I tell her to go get tested. She gets tested. She has it too. Okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, if she already knew he had it, yeah, right?
Yeah. And so flash forward a couple days later, I had left like my favorite bra, like my favorite skirt and my favorite shirt at his house or his dorm or whatever. And so I had to go get it. I was like trying to get him to answer my text so I could go pick up this stuff. And he was only answering her texts. And so she was like, why don't you just come with me? So I was like, yeah.
Oh my God. See, this is why I love when women work together. Like, this is the way her story should be written.
Yeah. And in Virginia, it's a single recording
state.
Yeah. You can record a conversation as long as one other person knows about it. So I'm recording this whole thing. And I'm like, thanks for giving me blank. And he's like, I give that to you. Like, I had it and then I got treated for it. And I'm like, you're such a fucking liar. And so come to find out, this weekend, he is spotted in public with a freshman, okay, like freshly 18. He's 22. They're walking together, holding hands, and it is known that she has the herb.
Okay.
So he was like hooking up with her in December. Like, this is confirmed. He's hooking up with her again. So what we found out is that he probably got it from her in December, got traded for it, and then got it again because the girl, the other girl that was hooking up with him was like, girl, like, is your number a 757 number? And I'm like, no, it's a 571. And she's like, that's weird because the 757 number keeps texting him. This is definitely the freshman. He was hooking up with all three of us at the same time. And he caught that same like STI from the other girl and spread it to all of us.
I have to ask you where you're telling this story from, because the whispering is sending me. You are like, the killer is in the house and I'm in the closet. I'm terrified.
Okay. I think the call is coming from inside the house.
Oh,
he is in the closet and I am in the stairwell of my university.
No, that is definitely either just a typical straight man or a really closeted gay man, because
definitely
that is like almost so straight that it swings in the closet gay, you know, like on that pinwheel. That's how I see it. And wow, both are terrible.
Yeah. Both are
horrible. Wow. I feel like we're not doing enough to like Uno reverse on Connor, if I'm going to be honest.
Well, I'll tell you a little secret.
Yes. I'll tell you, I love a little secret.
On Wednesday night, the night that I found out about all of this, I was planning on going out. And when I got this call, I had like already put on my like outfit. I had my makeup on. And so that night, I went out to this other fraternity, and he had my location for whatever reason and slept there overnight.
I went to a school that like did barely had Greek life. I don't know what that means. Was like, that was like ultimate payback.
So he's going to be pissed that I'm going to a different fraternity, and then he's going to be pissed that I slept there because I hooked up with somebody else. But then the next day, I meet up with him because I wanted to confront him about what he did. And he's like taking his glasses on and off, pretending to cry, playing the victim. I'm sitting there like stone cold. And at one point I was looking down at my hand and he was like, I know how bad you want to slap me right now. And I was like, that is so funny because I really do. And he was like, you can. I was like, okay, like stand up, take your glasses off. And he did. And so I swung back and slapped the living shit out of this man. He sent a picture to his ex the next day of a bruise on his face. And he had to walk around with a bruise, hickeys from the other girl that weekend with his mom visiting. His mom was visiting that weekend.
And you know what? I think that's where the book finally says the end. We finally get a happy ending.
Right. Because I never got mine. So.
Wow. Wow. Oh, my God. You really like almost slapped the white off him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Good on you, girl. Good on you.
Thanks.
I am so happy to be on the other side of dating because there are just so many ways to piss someone off and to be pissed off. Like, wait, babe, why does he have your location? Take that back, honey.
Oh, he doesn't have my location anymore, but this was like a month ago when
okay.
he had it.
Okay, wow. I mean, that's like almost on par with like him saying I love you on the first.
Yeah.
This man is an untrustworthy demon.
They get so close so fast.
I guess.
You know what I mean?
Wow, Diva, thank you for sharing with the people today. That was one hell of a ride. That makes me just so happy I'm out of college.
Literally. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for reaching out. And I also just want to say that I was diagnosed with OCD and you're one of the only like public figures that I know have it. So it's been really helpful to have you like talking about it online and stuff.
Oh, that is really sweet. No, it's so fucking confusing and like defeating, but you know, I've never gotten your like, I got diagnosed with OCD and like, you're my girl. So like, thank you for being the first of that. Like, that was fun to receive. But I mean, listen, you're still the same wonderful person you are. You just got three extra letters to throw around. So you got this, girl.
Yeah. I feel like I got the whole damn alphabet at this point.
Honey, I do have the entire damn alphabet at this point. You know, I mean, you might be preaching a little too much to the choir on this one.
All right. Well, I'll let you go. Thank you so much again.
Thank you. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, my God. Guys. Oh, my God. Sometimes I hear y'all's dumb bitchery and I must feel like what my friends or family felt like with me in college and beyond, of just like, oh God, why did you do that? Oh my God, and then why did you do that? That was very much how I felt about the entire line of questioning of that phone call. At no fucking point did I know what was coming next. And then it came. And then apparently he did too, in like 19 different girls. Jesus. But moving right along, we have our next caller.
Hello.
Hi, Chris. Welcome to Chris vs. the People. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. What dating horror story are you bringing to us today?
So this is like the situationship from hell. Like it just, everything that it touched got complicated.
Oof.
So I need to preface this by being very clear that I don't condone anything I did. I was definitely crashing out. I was 19. Like, this was 10 years ago. Like, I would never do anything like this now. And I've since apologized.
Honey, you called into Chris versus the People, not like you versus the confessional. Like, it's okay. Like, that is what is beautiful about time and growth, is that hopefully, and in this case, it seems like you have, you outgrow your past actions. I think that's beautiful. And I also am just so on the edge of my fucking seat with where this is going to go if this is the preface.
So this is a story about how, like, I found out one of my best friends, like, she's still one of my best friends. Like, we got over this. I found out she sucked my situationship dick, like, behind my back. And I just crashed out after that. So, like, to give you some context, so you know why I crashed out.
Oh my God. Yeah, your fucking best friend sucked your situationship off.
That's not even like the whole part of it.
That wasn't the source of the crash. Oh my God. Okay.
That was like what pushed me over the edge. Like, it's everything that goes along with it. Like, so I'm from a very, very, very small town. I went to school with the same people from like fourth grade to like graduated high school. And one of my best friends, let's call her Kay. I knew her and we had grown up together because she's best friends, with my cousin, and they're a few years older than me. But like I said, small town, we all knew each other. This situationship, it's going to sound absolutely ridiculous. It started in sixth grade. I was 11. Like this, and it just like got more and more and more emotionally involved. No reason to. He's not that cute. He's not smart. He's not charming. He's not bringing anything to the table.
Well, girl, no shit. He's in fucking sixth grade.
It's not a trend that changed, unfortunately. He just stayed unremarkable.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to fast forward. Because I don't want to like spend too much time like on the backstory, but backstory is me and him, like literally since sixth grade, like he was the first person I started flirting with, and we flirted. It was touch and go for a while. Like as we got older and like went into high school, like it was getting more serious. It was kind of like, are we going to date? Are we not going to date? And then all of a sudden he got this girlfriend. And they were, like, constantly, all 4 years of high school, like, cheating on each other, whatever.
Ugh.
And I'm, like, in and out of the picture, like, and I don't have beef with his girlfriend. Like, I liked this guy, but, like, that's, I just don't take it that seriously. Like, I didn't know her like that. Like, I wasn't, it was whatever.
Yeah, and I'm assuming through all of this, your best friend knew all of this?
Yes, from the beginning.
Like, you liked him and there was always something there.
Yeah.
Ooh, honey, I must be under a tree because it is getting shady.
He had like told other people like off and on, like while we were growing up, like, oh, I like her. I like her. Da, 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 da. But nothing ever came of it. And I realized why, like, right before things got serious. So, like, right before he broke up with the serious girlfriend, he had, like, asked me, like, oh, do you think, like, people are going to make fun of me because she's plus size? And I need to tell you, I'm a big bitch. Like, this is the wrong question to be asking me. I was like, what are you talking about? Why are you asking me this?
It's kind of, like, the wrong question to ask ever.
Yeah, but, like, that's where his headspace was. So, like, I'm prefacing this to, like, let you know. This wasn't like, oh, I'm fighting for my man. This was like, I was wronged by one of my best friends, and I was going to get even because I was, that's why I was so mad. It was like, I could give a shit about the guy. Like, I was mad my friend did this to me.
Yeah.
Like, let's fast forward a little bit. Like, it's the summer of 2016. I've just graduated. Unfortunately, my grandfather died. Like, so I was going through it. But, like, this guy, he was part of my friend group. Not really a part, like, my own age. Not really a part of, like, my other friend. Like, she knew them, but, like, they weren't hanging out like that. It was, like, me, this guy, and, like, a group of friends.
Okay.
And we, like, we're from New England, so, like, it was a magical summer. Like, we're sneaking into Newport beaches. We're going to lake houses. Like, everything. It's awesome. He's there the entire time, like, supporting me. Like, my whole family was grieving. So, like, he was the one to, like, go with me to, like, get my stuff for college.
And is he single during all of this?
Yeah. Okay. I forgot to mention that. Like, after we graduated, he broke up with that girl he was off and on with, like, for good. And that's, like, when things with me and him started heating up.
Got it. Okay. So he was single now and you're grieving, which, like, really makes just the perfect nightmare.
So that summer, I had already turned 18. So my parents, like, finally cut the cord because they had been super strict. Like, that was one reason, like, why me and him had never, like, worked out, like, in high school. Like, his dad was a minister. My parents were just, like, overbearing helicopter parents. Like, nothing was going to happen. it was cute to, like, flirt on text messages, but I can't tell you how many times my phone got taken away because of him.
Oof.
Ridiculous. But anyway, where was I? Okay, yeah. So where things are finally heating up because I'm 18 and I can go by myself. My parents were like, listen, like, we're not worrying about you where you are all night. The doors are locked at 11. If you're not in the house by 11, like, find somewhere else to sleep. And I was like, all right, whatever. Like, that's my parents' rules. I'm not going to argue with them.
Honestly, though, like, that's kind of tea. They're like, here's the rule. Either follow it or don't, but just know.
Yeah. So this friend, like, my best friend, Kay, that's what I'm going to call her, she lives down the street from me, and she's, like, my girl, and, like, we are working together at this point. Like, anytime I'm not with this guy, like, I'm with her or, like, with my cousin. Like, that's just, like, what I'm doing at the moment. And so, like, if when I couldn't get into my house, I would call her, and she'd be like, yeah, come in, no problem. And, like, I'm talking, like, we were so close. Like, I knew all her family lore and, like, all her trauma. She knew all mine. Obviously we had that, like, my cousin was, like, that's how we had met, but, like, we ourselves were super close. I was there for her when her mom died. She was there for me when my grandfather died. And, like, I had the code to her house, so I was just, like, coming in, and, like, we would, like, sit there and, like, talk the shit, and, like, I would tell her about what was happening with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And we did this probably 4 nights out of the week because, like, I'm 18. I don't have any responsibilities. It's right before I go to school.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. I don't want to interrupt you. Just, like...
No, I'm, like, creating so many different scenarios of where this story is going in my head. I'm like, oh, my God, it was past 11, so you didn't even text her. You just opened the code to her house, and there she was, sucking him off.
That's not even what happened. Almost be better if I caught it like that. But she, like, completely, like, probably wasn't about to tell me. I'm going to get to that part in a second. So I moved to college. I'm in Connecticut, so I'm a few states away. He had helped me move in and everything. And right before I had left to go to school, like, me and him, like, got serious. Like, we finally, like, took that step, and, like, it was getting, like, physical. And, of course, my friend Kay knows about that. So in the mid, like, probably not even the middle of the semester, like, I would say it was probably, like, a good quarter into, like, the first semester, I get a text from her being like, I have to talk to you. And so, like, I answer her call, obviously, like, that's my girl. And she's like, I feel so bad, but I kissed B. And so, like, I'm shocked. I don't even know what to say. And, like, she had just gone through, like, a really bad breakup herself, like, broke up with this guy she was with for, like, 5 years, like, went with her when her mom died. Like, she thought she was spending forever with him. So I was, like, willing to give some grace, right? Like, you are obviously going through it, whatever. When I'm, like, don't have an immediate, like, evil response and yelling and screaming at her, she goes on to tell me, like, oh, and I f***ed his dick.
Oh, my God, Diva, you buried the fucking lead along with this man's c*** in your mouth. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. She's like, oh, I kissed this man and her s***ed his dick. What?
Yeah. And, like, don't get me wrong. Like, I think of myself as, like, a forgiving person. And, like, I give her a lot of grace because she's gone through it. But, like, you definitely, like, tried to feel that out and, like, see what my reaction was before you told me, like, what actually happened. So I'm, like, I have to hang up the phone. Like, I can't talk to you after that. Like, I'm distraught, but I've never been betrayed like that in my life. Like, maybe it's because, like, I was from a small town, like I said, and I had all the same friends all the time, but my immediate reaction was, like, I just wasn't even thinking of this, of the guy. I was thinking of, like, how the fuck did my best friend just do that to me?
Completely. Like, men ain't shit. Like, your girls are supposed to be your girls.
Yeah.
I will say, however, not to excuse any of this, the fact that she... Well, how long after the fact did she tell you about it?
This is the same phone call.
No. But, like, when did that happen? And then when did the phone call happen?
I'm not sure, like, if it happened, like, right when I left school or that night that she called me.
Okay.
And I didn't ask.
What was, like, the time frame of that? Like, 2 months? A month?
It was probably, like, 2 months because it was, like, a quarter of the way into the first semester.
I mean, I will say I think she's not super solid for what she did. But, like, to call you up and tell you personally, like, what I'm going to give the benefit of the doubt of in a timely manner is redeeming, let's say.
Yeah, no, like, we're still friends, like, now. Like, we've grown past this. Like, we're still good friends. But, like, I mean, like, the story is how I crashed out after this because, like, I was devastated, but I just stopped talking to her for a little bit. Like, I was away in Connecticut. Like, she states away. I'm like, whatever. Like, I'll just stop talking to her for a little bit. And in the whole time this is happening, like, we're still friends on Snapchat and stuff like that. So she's, like, sending me Snapchats, and he's, like, in the background. And he's, like, got a job at the gas station we were working at together. Like, me and this girl.
Oh, my God. Girl, read a room.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, I have to do something. And bad things were happening in my life. Like, my parents decided that they wanted to buy a house and they weren't going to sign my student loans. So I, like, had to stay out of school for a year. So I obviously went home, and then I had to get my job back from, like, our pillhead boss. So now it's, like, me, her, him, and one of, like, me and his other friends, who is, like, the little brother of her ex-boyfriend, because that's how small this town is, right?
Wow, I mean, you guys really are just, like, a dog away from being an ABC sitcom.
Yeah, and this is her doing, because, like, I really do try to stay drama-free, but she's always had stuff going on. But anyway, like, so I'm forced now to interact with them, and so I'm like, you know what, like, if I'm going to have to interact with them, like, no, I'm going to get even, because I can't move past this and I can't pick up, like, my relationships if I, like, don't do something. So she's 21 at this point. I'm 19. He's 19. And I'm like, okay, like, her dad goes away for a little bit. Like, and she lives with her parents because she commutes to school. But her dad goes away for a little bit, like, her dad and her stepmom. And he gives her one rule. He's like, Kelsey, like, no parties. Like, I don't want a ton of people over here. Like, you can have Chris over and you can have your cousin over. And that was, like, the only people that were allowed over. But, like, in my mind, I'm already, like, I'm going to get her in trouble. So I'm, like, I convince her immediately, like, you need to throw a huge party. And she's, at this point, like, trying to, like, be my friend again. So she's, like, willing to do this. And this is, like, where it kind of gets gross. Like, it's going to be TMI. So, like, prepare yourself. My period ended, like, 2 days before this party. But I knew if I start drinking alcohol, like, I'll bleed again. I don't know why my body does that. it just does that. Like, if I start drinking the last, like, one or two days after my period, I'll bleed again.
Yeah, okay.
I come up with this plan, like, all right, her dad doesn't want her to have a party. I'm going to make sure there's a party, and I'm going to leave evidence. Like, I'm going to make it, like, the worst day of her life.
Girl, where did you bleed?
It was my period.
No, where? Like, in the house. Like, I know that that's coming with this setup.
I'm getting to that. Like, and I hid it from her so her dad would find it. So I get her, like, ripped drunk, like, crazy drunk. Like, she will never, like, this was scarring for her because she got so drunk that I had to, like, help her get to the bathroom. And I left her in there on the toilet to go to the bathroom. And she was so drunk, she passed out on the toilet and, like, fell over and, like, hit her face on the shower. And so, like, I bust in the door and I'm like, God, okay. And people, like, rush over. And she's, like, bent over with her whole ass out. Her face is busted and she's, like, passed out. And unfortunately, like, she's a bigger girl. Like, I can't get her up by myself. I, like, pull her pants up and stuff like that, but I have to get, like, two other guys, like, big guys, to, like, come and bring her upstairs to her room and, like, put her to bed. And so now she's, like, crying. She's embarrassed herself. Like, she knows that this, like, the guy that's, like, going between me and her is there. And the tension between me and him has been crazy all night because, like, I came in with a game plan. Like, I knew, like, what I was going to do. And so as the night closes, I bring him downstairs to her pullout couch. And, you know, we have sex. We do the do. And I bleed all over that bitch. And he's like, an idiot. He's the guy I lost my virginity to. And we've had sex, like, a handful of times before this. And so he's like, oh, it's okay. Like, you didn't bleed that much before. Like, having no idea that this is, like, a period. And I'm like, all right, whatever. Don't worry about it. And I was like, just go upstairs and, like, I'll take care of this. I don't take care of it. I roll up her pull-out couch and I leave it there for her father to find. And so come to, like, the next day, like, she is hurting. Her whole face is black and blue. So I'm like, you know what? Like, let me clean up for you and then I'll take you to urgent care. And I clean up for her and I take her to urgent care. But I make sure not to do, like, a good job cleaning up. I, like the lamp is, like, stuck to the coffee table with, like, whiskey, and there's, like, vodka gummy bears, like, on the leather couch and stuff like that. Like, he's going to know what happened when he gets home, her father.
Does he get home the next day?
He gets home in the next 2 days. So she's, like, been resting. She trusts me. So she, like, assumes I did my best job cleaning.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Chris.
He freaks out, takes her off the insurance, starts charging her rent. She has to buy her car back from him because it was technically his car. And, like, I didn't feel bad about it because, like, you fucked me over. And I, like, nothing ever happened with me and that guy. And me and her were able to resolve this because I didn't tell her till years later that I had done this all on purpose. But, like, I carried that guilt with me for a long time of, like, just not telling her. Like, I didn't feel bad about what I did because at the time, like, the crash out was valid to me. But, like, I felt bad that I kept it from her. But, you know, we worked it out. We're still friends. And we've never liked the same guy again.
Well, I would fucking hope not because I am terrified what would happen then. Oh, my God, Chris, that... that is... Like, this is so tricky because it's like, if she hadn't done this to you, you wouldn't have done this to her. But girl, that's evil. That's evil. And that's supposed to be your best friend.
I'm not proud of this. And, like, I have a little sister that's around that age. And if she told me this, I would, like, cuss her out for it.
I feel a sense of, like, almost wanting to cuss you out a little bit.
I know.
That, ooh. See, like, for me, and, like, I get you were 19. Like, I did stupid shit at 19. So, like, I'm not, I get it. But, like, hearing it right now is, like, that's where you either decide to move forward and forgive or cut the cord and then be evil. But to still be friends now is crazy. What was her reaction when she realized that her life falling apart was due to you? Well, I mean, it was due to her actions having consequences, which were you.
Honestly, we just kind of called it even. Like, she still felt bad about, like, what had happened with that guy.
Okay.
And I consulted my cousin, who's, like, our in-between. Like, that's why I met her originally, because she was friends with my cousin. Like, they're the same age. And I was, like, crying. I was, like, this is what I did to her, and I feel so bad, and I can't tell anyone about this. And, like, to be, like, clear, this is not something I brag about. Like, she knows about it, my cousin knows about it, and, like, my one other friend, very, very close friend, knows about this, and that's it. Like, I keep this tight.
Wow.
Because I'm ashamed of it. Like, I knew it was a shitty thing to do, but it's like, this is like my crash out story.
And you know what? I think that that's a wonderful way to look at the story. I mean, like, not like it's like a happy ending, but like, I think that's, I guess that's how I started the phone call, was just like, okay, growth is important for these exact reasons, but holy shit, bitch. I do not want to piss you off. My God.
And like, I don't know why I did it, to be honest.
Because you were pissed. Like, I fucking get it. You don't have to be a mathematician to know that 1 + 1 = 2. Like, you could be a degenerate in a podcast studio taking calls from strangers. Like, I think the fact that y'all are friends now is like, okay, you guys got it out of your system. Do you still feel like your friendship with her is toxic?
Oh, no, not okay. anymore. But, like, I don't know if I, like, I imagine trying to cross someone that did that to you again.
No, just the whole story just kept kind of blowing my mind a little. Like, I think if one of my friends had also sucked off someone that I was vocally to them at, like, into, that would be to me a tough one to move forward with. I think, Jesus Christ, what a fun thing to do at 19.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think
got it out of my system.
Yeah, I don't know how to like tie up this story. Like, what a nightmare. But I guess I'm glad that you guys ended up working it out, and your friendship seems more honest than ever, I guess.
Oh, yeah. No, we, like, joke about it now because, like, we both know what it looks like, so.
Yeah.
That's his fault.
Well, thank you for sharing with the people today.
You're welcome.
This was definitely a dating horror story. Check the box.
Thank you so much for having me on. I really was excited to, like, be able to tell this kind of anonymously.
No, I, like, see, this is what I live for. It is that I think there will be people who absolutely relate to the story. And, like, for me, I'm living because I'm like, ooh, the tea is being served. But, like, I think that it's like you can be consuming this as tea and entertainment, or you could be relating to this and, like, feel seen.
Everyone gets at least one, like, really big crash out, I feel like, where you can be like, okay, I'll let you have that.
And you know what? If, like, your crash out was, like, getting even, I guess there's worse crash outs when you put it like that.
Yeah. That's what I tell myself.
Period. And that's what matters. Thank you so much, Diva. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you so much. You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God. You guys. I do not want to cross that Chris. I thought I was a vengeful Chris. That's a different level of Chris. There, that caller's name was Chris. I realize that this sounds like I'm having an identity crisis. No, just having an identity crisis. Anyways, we have our final call of the night. Hello, Tabs. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. This has been a tea-filled episode. What dating horror story are you bringing to us today?
So my ex cheated on me with, I kid you not, like 28 different females. And I have the screenshots to prove it.
What? Oh my. There are so many things to what I just heard that are amazing. First of all, your accent with that sort of headline, incredible. How many women was it actually that he was cheating on you with? Was it literally 28?
So how I found out was this girl texted me on Instagram. She was this little, hey, girly text. I was like, oh my God, there's no way. Because we were dating for like 2 years. And he started acting like really weird. Like it was kind of like on and off. And then she was like, look, I've gone through his phone. And she sends me a video, and she just keeps scrolling. There's, like, several different girls on her on his Snapchat. There's one girl blowing up his messages. And then she goes through his followers list. He's hitting up all these random girls on Instagram and Snapchat telling them the same thing he's telling me and her.
Oh, my God. Okay. Let me just ground us all in this story. How long ago was this?
Okay, so this was, like, peak summer after I graduated high school, like in 2022.
Okay. So it's in this decade. And you guys were dating. And then at what point of the 2 years did it get weird at 2 years?
Yes, it was actually weird in the beginning, but like I didn't take the hint. I didn't take the vibe. I just kind of took it because I was like, he made me just fall so in love with him. I was like, okay, he's going to like maybe straighten up his actions. He did not. I kid you not. He did not straighten up anything.
No, honey. He straightened up his actions, as in that's a straight man taking action. Oh, my God. So he was doing this your whole 2 years of dating?
Yes, the whole 2 years of dating. I had no idea about it. And look, there's so much crazy stuff behind it. So he told me that he had a sister. The sister was named Sarah, and apparently she had an accident and she passed away. Well, I asked this girl that texted me on Instagram about it. She goes, wait, her name to me was Sydney. And I was like, no, her name to me was Sarah. And it was this whole story about how, like, apparently his sister had passed away in this horrific accident. And these girls had different names. One was Sydney, one was Sarah, one was something else. And, like, there's different names that I can't even like remember and list them all to you.
Did he have a real sister that died? No, right?
No, he did not. I deep searched everything I could find on his parents, on him. Nothing about a girl at all in his family. A sister at all, nothing.
Ooh, and like when someone tells you that, you're not gonna be like, well, let me go look up her obituary to confirm.
No, not at all. And in the beginning I was like, okay, well, I believe that, until this girl told me that her name was Sydney. And I was like, there's no way, because to me her name was Sarah. And he made me believe it like so well, to the point where I like he was like, you look just like her, you know, your mommy is Sarah so much. And I would sit there, I'd dye my hair on the sink. He goes, starts crying, goes, you just look like my sister. I just can't. He starts squalling his eyes out. And he did the same thing to this other girl too. And but her name was Sydney to her.
Is there a reason he was doing this? Did he ask y'all for money? Like what?
Yes, he asked me for money, and he door-dashed the other girl with my money, like Panera, Panda Express, whatever she wanted. He used my money to give her.
Did he ever door-dash you anything on another girl's dime?
Yeah, he did, actually. He did it on her time. He would door-dash me while I was at work, like Starbucks or like an energy drink from a store. And turns out she like sent him over $2,000.
Oh my God, this isn't even a psychopath. This is a scammer.
Yes, wholeheartedly. And he worked at Scooters.
He worked at where?
Scooters. It's a little coffee shop. It's like 7 Brew.
What the fuck is 7 Brew? Okay, it's a coffee shop. Like, I got the picture.
Yes, it's a coffee shop.
Oh my God. So in the 2 years, when did you find out this information?
It was peak. He was about to sit there and ask me to marry him, whatever. And I found out about it. I wasn't to know about it, but he was going to ask me to marry him. And like at 6 o'clock in the morning on a summer day, this girl that I was telling you about texted me, hey, girly. That was like the end of it right there. And then I kind of went back to him because I was like so lost in the moment. I was like, there's nobody else who will love me. He convinced me that. He was like, you're unlovable. You're like, you're disgusting. You're this and that. No one else will love you but me. And it convinced me that I was unlovable in a hole. So I kept going back to him. And he was like feeding off of that. And not to mention, he said that he was like this, some Luciferian, it's like a religion, and he could like send demons or whatever to watch me. And also there's stuff he could see me in his dreams, all this crazy stuff.
Babe, that is, I don't even actually know how to respond to that, to be perfectly honest. Like,
I know.
Like if someone told me that, I would be like, so what's your dealer's number? Do I DM them? Do I text? Do they FaceTime? Like what's their preferred method of contacting? Because I would love whatever he's having. That's...
Yeah, exactly.
Crazy. How old are you at this time? Like, 20?
No, I was, like, 18, 19. And then we cut it off whenever I, like, turned 20.
Okay. whoa, this. And I mean, like, at that age, I know it's simple for me to sit here and be like, what were you thinking? Like, at that age, you really are so still being formed, honestly.
Yes.
That, like, someone, I can't imagine someone being like, you are unlovable. Like, you are at that age. Oh, my God, I already had those complexes, and I told myself that. Like, wait. Oh, my God, he asked you to marry him.
Yeah, he did. He got me this cute little emerald ring, and I was like, oh, my God, yes. And, like, I told this girl that, and she was like, he's been after me since high school. Like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like,
did he ever propose to any of these other girls?
I don't know. As far as we got the conversation with him, it's just more just like, you know, oh yeah, this did happen. I don't want to talk about it anymore, because it was traumatizing to them to hear that this, he lied about having a dead sister, lied about what all this other stuff and using them for money. And then there's this one girl that we talked to, and she was like so fake to me and the girl, like, and she was sitting there telling me that, oh yeah, I'm gonna stop talking to him, whatever. I heed y'all's warning. No, she's still with him to this day. And I don't know how they're doing. I mean, I hope he changed for her sake, whatever. But like, after all those warnings and the screenshots and the proof, like, how could he be with somebody like that?
You know what? Like, I think a man like that is absolutely just never gonna change. If someone has the information and they're still willing to sit through that, I mean, God bless them, because that is not my journey, and it doesn't sound like it's yours. So, like, did you get your lick back? Like, how did this all end? You confronted him with the information, and then he was like, oh, shoot, yeah, that happened, but I don't want to talk about it.
It was more or less like, he calls me, he's crying, I'm going to, like, you know, off myself, kind of convince me that, you know, he was going to do horrible things to himself. And the entire time, he was on phone with this other girl telling her the exact same thing, that he was going to off himself, whatever, because he loved her so, so much. But I thought that you loved me so, so much.
Nope. I would have said, shut the tears down, okay, bitch? You lied about a dead sister. I've Googled. She doesn't exist, has never existed, and you cried about her. So pack up these tears and get walking, honey. That,
yes.
I mean, am I a feature on Baby by Justin Bieber? Because that is fucking ludicrous.
No, it really is. And like, to this day, I'm just so baffled by it. Like, so I recently just got married too. After all that bullcrap happened, he told me I was vulnerable. I believed that for years and years and years. And I found my husband now, and he's wonderful. He's amazing. And I told him these stories, and he just looks at me like I'm crazy. He's like, are you so serious? I'm like, I'm serious. And like, the whole sisters thing was crazy. No, he was in another hotel room with this girl, and he told me he just got a heart surgery, and he couldn't text me or call me that entire like week he ghosted me, whatever. He was like, oh yeah, I had heart surgery. It was emergency heart surgery. And then this girl texts me. He's like, no, he was in the hotel room with me faking a seizure. And I was like, faking a seizure? She's like, yeah, he didn't want to go to dinner with his parents, so he faked a seizure.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Not only is this just crazy, this man is just butt fucking stupid. The number one rule to making up a lie is make it something you can't prove. You got fucking heart surgery? Don't you think you're going to come home to a few staples and a scar, you moron?
No, exactly. And not to mention, he had a flight to Miami the next day. And like, so you had heart surgery. You're getting on the airplane to go to Miami? Question mark?
I mean, at that point, I would have been like, you know what? You're threatening to off yourself. Do it. Make like Nike and just do it.
I'm not going to lie to you. I did say that. I said, you know what? F you. I just do whatever you want. And I blocked him. Haven't spoken to him since. Now,
okay,
he did try to call me up a caller ID. Ugh. He tried to call me up with no caller ID like multiple times. Just leaving me this voicemail. I'm like, I just miss you so much. I can treat you so much better than who you're with now.
No.
Oh my God.
This man does not need a girl. He does not need 28 girls. Okay. What he needs is a therapist and just one of them. Well, actually, you know what? That he can have 28 of. He can have 28 therapists. Let's maybe throw in a few psychiatrists. But like, that is like, just anybody who will willingly torture people like that emotionally, to me, can eat just the fattest pile of shit. And like, that is just that.
No, genuinely. And like, it's so hard sometimes to even sit there and get over, even if it was like, you know, years ago. I sit here to this thing, I still question myself, even after being married. I'm like, does this guy really love me? What has he been lying to me? Like, my own husband, I still think about that because he made it to the point where I was just like this evil person who didn't care about anybody. And I was just like so awful. And I just sat there and thought to myself so many days.
Let me ask you a question. Has your current husband, or like, has your husband given you any reason to feel that?
No.
Then there you go. And ask yourself that question in any time of doubt of, have I been given a reason? Because otherwise, sweetheart, that is anxiety and trauma. And that's that.
Yes.
Wow. I'm glad that you found someone, though, that treats you right and makes you feel loved. Like, what a fun little ending to this episode after just absolutely so much dating carnage. Like, Jesus Christ. Wow. Thank you so much, Tabs, for sharing today. This was such a call to end on. Plus, I love your accent telling this story. Like, what a time.
Thank you so much. It's such a thick little southern accent.
Oh, you've just got such a cute little southern belle accent. I swear to God, I feel right at home.
Thank you. That's so sweet.
I hope you have a good rest of your night, honey bun, okay?
You do too. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye.
Bye.
I love a southern accent. Am I terrified of one? Absolutely. But do I love hers? Like, I love a southern accent like that. That was, that story was not, though. That, dude, like, this show is just, like, made me that much more terrified of men. Like, they're actually not well. Like, at all. And this just makes me, like, feel so full of rage. Like, if someone did this to me, I would cut their testicles off one by one, and then I would do a fine dicing of said testicles, stir fry them up, put that in a food processor, and then spoon it up and feed it to them, because that shit was evil. That shit was evilknievel.com. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you're watching the video episodes up on our YouTube channel, comment down below your dating horror story. Or if you want to be on a future episode, be sure to fill out the form. Now again, subscribe to Chris vs. the People wherever you get your podcasts. And leave us 5 stars and a nice little review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It helps us out tremendously. And I just love seeing the little community we're building. It's really special. I love the people. Like, you guys are the best. Some of you are the best, parentheses, also in need of mental help. But, like, aren't we all? Alrighty, if I don't see you guys on the Chris vs. the People after show over on Patreon, I will see you guys next week. Bye!
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.